This is Andy, I'm here with Matt Slack. Matt Slack is back.
I am. Hello, Andy.
Oh, my God, and he can speak.
I can speak. I don't have to do sign language, which is a breath of fresh air.
You're not just putting this on that. Can you say, Hello, Birmingham, I'm back, and I can speak?
Hello, Birmingham, I'm back, and I can speak.
Yeah. So what happened, like, because I came to see you on press night, and because obviously, because the panther was so amazing, I brought friends back twice, once in the middle, once at the end, and I'm thinking, last week, he's not got his voice back.
Yeah, well, to be honest, there was a lot of confusion of what actually went on with my voice, and it was far more serious than what people realised and what I let on. It wasn't just a loss of voice, it was my vocal cord had frozen, and I had nerve damage, which potentially could have been permanent.
Yeah.
And it's only literally 6 months later, 7 months later, I've had the all clear, so it's back to like 99%, which is a huge relief, because it was doing a panto and being funny and it's hard enough as it is, but when you've got the added stress of you can't speak and I couldn't breathe properly, it was a tough time.
Yeah, and when you're a character like that and you carry the show, you are the pulse of the show, really. That's got to be a bit of a worry, isn't it?
It kept me awake at night. I was in a very, very bad way, but I was just so lucky and so proud, and I get a bit emotional because the support from the Birmingham audience was incredible, and that got me through.
Oh, man, we do love you. This is the third or fourth?
Fourth year in a row. Sorry, I got a bit choked then, because I don't want to go on about it, but it was such a tough time, but I had so many tweets, messages of support, and because I thought I was letting everyone down by not being on form, but it just didn't seem to matter, and that meant so much. So
I think the audience love you more because you were still giving 100% as you would. But
well, I didn't take a show off. I will never take a show off. I mean, I've done the show with bad backs and groin trouble and bad neck, and I just, I'm there to do it, and I do it the best, but I always want to give it my best. So it was frustrating, but once I had the seal of approval, it's like, it's all right, just get on with it.
Yeah.
It was great, and luckily I had a lot of visual stuff last year, but I'm just so proud to be back.
It's nice to be back. What have you got lined up this year? Can you tell us?
Well, luckily I did write a nice little routine for my opening entrance last year that I couldn't do because I couldn't speak. and it involves, this is my opening sequence, it involves lots of named places in and around Birmingham that stretch as far as Uttoxeter and Leicester. So it's a big story. That gets a little bit naughty if you listen carefully, but it involves it involves every sort of area, so hopefully wherever you're from, whether it be inside Birmingham or outside Birmingham, you'll hear your nameplate, place of where you live mentioned. So I'm looking forward to that, and there's other routines we're working hard on as we speak. I've got, it's great to be back with a new cast. Andrew's back.
Your mum's back.
Mum's back, yeah, which is great.
Your mum.
Exactly. And I've got also the Crankies I know, which are great. I've never met John or Jody, but obviously they're all, it's such a wealth of talent. And I've got my mate Steve McFadden playing King Rat. We've been mates for years. So.
Of course, you and Steve McFadden now, there's a bit of a, well, you could be the third Mitchell brother.
Oh, yeah, I could be Steve, or I could be Grant, just got back from Afghanistan.
So we've been mates for years, so there's all that. And what's good is Steve, he takes it, he doesn't mind me giving him a good old dig.
Yeah.
I can really go. So every now and again he'll go, all right, that's enough. But
So have you come back at the end of the run, you've gone and pushed it even further.
Yeah.
See how far you can push it.
So I think, until I get smacked in the face, probably.
Yeah. Shouldn't mess with a Mitchell, but no. Try it, push it.
No, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
Nice to have you back. Nice to have your voice back.
Thank you,
Matt Slack.
I'm proud to be back, and see you at Christmas.